Bryce Kindop, congratulations. WHL Player of the Week. The confidence in your game, how can you best describe it right now?
Yeah, I think it's the same, honestly. Obviously, it's a huge honor. But I'm just going to keep playing my game. That doesn't really matter. I'm in it for the long run here for sure. So just keep playing my game and just keep going with it for sure.
After being named captain a couple of weeks back, what do you understand right now as far as the key values that make your position so effective?
Yeah, I think just doing all the little things right on and off the ice. I'm just leading with my work ethic and details on the ice, and then getting the boys going if they need somebody to talk to, or just letting them know anything they need. So I think just keep doing the details right, and good things will come for the team for sure.
You take the mantle now from guys who have had this kind of a leadership role in the last year, couple of years as well. Guys like Connor Dewar, Riley Sutter, who you played with in the WHL Championship Series, how much have they made a big impact to help you get ready for this kind of role and for this season?
Yeah, obviously I've talked about it a lot. Those guys have done a lot for me, and they've show me the way of how to be a leader for this team. And obviously living with Connor, like I've always said, he's done a lot for me, and just keep learning from him. Even when he's not here, I'll give him a text if I have to. So they've been awesome, guys like that. And obviously it's a huge honor for sure.
The game that capped off this last weekend was that 6-0 win over Victoria. On a line with Gage Gonsalves, he had a couple of the goals. He had 4 assists as well. The elevation of his game, what did you see from this last weekend?
Yeah, obviously, I expected that from him. I think he had a really good year last year, obviously. He played some big minutes last year, and I think just he's got that vision. He can make plays like some guys can't. He's a great passer, great skater, so no surprise he had that kind of a game and that kind of a weekend. He's just going to get better from there for sure.
Going to the Colorado Avalanche for development camp and training camp, what did that do for your game as far as seeing what's ahead maybe at the end of this season?
Yeah, I think it just added some, just knowing how guys take care of themselves, how they act like pros, and then I think it just adds some speed in my game, maybe some strength. I might have a little bit of an extra step now, just coming back from that kind of pace, and just taking care of my body off the ice too, just seeing how they act around people. It was a great experience for sure.
You had Kevin Davis in that same room, Bowen Byram. How much did they like WHL guys?
Yeah, obviously the WHL guys got a little closer there. I made a lot of new friends, and obviously seeing Kevin there was awesome. Really close. He's a great guy. Also was a great leader on this team. So obviously whenever I need to talk, he's there too, and it was just great to see him for sure.
What would the 20-year-old Bryce Kindop do if he could go back and talk to the 15-year-old Bryce Kindop? What would he say?
I wouldn't change it a lot. I think coming up through the years, I've had a great time every time I've been here. So I think just maybe don't be too stressed out. When I was younger, obviously I was always nervous, always stressed out. I think maybe take it in a little bit more, but can't change that now, and I'm here, so I've been happy with what's happened for sure.
Bryce, good talk. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.